It is truly an honor and a privilege to be able to be here with you today and to have the opportunity to share the message of the hour that I have prepared for us today. I have a larger Bible. It weighs a ton. But I carry it with me wherever I go, except I decided to bring this one to Palm Beach Lakes because you have been gracious enough to supply many of these Bibles to brethren throughout the Pacific Islands. And I have enjoyed using this Bible as a daily Bible reading in my life. Brethren, it is past time, really, for us to renew ourselves to the Lord. Whether we are a teenager, or whether we are a young adult, or we are in that middle stage of our lives, or whether we are on the pinnacle of our life, or we are maybe going down the other side of life, it is time for you and I to wake up in the church. Every single one of us to wake up. And to renew our energy and our strength and our hearts, our mind, our soul to the Lord. We don't need to be looking so much in the rearview mirror. And do not be guilty of saying, PBL is not what it was 25 years ago. If you're doing that from time to time, stop doing it right now today. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. You cannot live in the past the rest of your life. I want to be able to speak very openly and very plainly to you this morning that it is past time for you and I to really, first of all, as Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31 specifically says, to mount up on wings like eagles. How many of you, I'm going to ask it again in the worship hour. Do not be offended, but know that I am happy when I ask this. How many of you are planning to be back tonight? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. I'm going to come around and look at every one of you. How many of you, what are the rest of you going to be doing? Are you going on a vacation? Are you going out of town? What are you going to be doing? And sometime maybe our senior people say, as I said in the Bible class, we cannot drive at night. We got plenty of drivers in this congregation, am I right? And we understand that some may have health issues that they will not allow them to be here for a long period of time. We understand that. We have a loving, kind heart to that. But what about all the rest of us? It's time that we mount up on wings like eagles. In Philippians 4:13, Paul would say that you, Lord, and you alone can strengthen me. It is one of my favorite passages. And our song leader led songs just for me this morning. You didn't know it, but he led songs just for me Because you see, there is not a day that goes by that God does not expect me and all of you to mount up on wings like eagles. The trials and tribulations, and the older we get, it seems like they abound more and more. And we have many responsibilities, and we have many issues in our own lives. It's time that we stop thinking about ourselves. It is time that you and I think about the Lord and His church. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I wondered when I finally was able to return to the States. And I wonder, what am I going to say to Mary when we first time that we come face to face together? What in the world am I going to say, Lord? And I was concerned about it on that 9-hour flight all the way from Honolulu to Atlanta. And I said it over and over, and I prayed over and over, what am I going to say, Lord? And I said to Mary, when I came face to face with her, the Lord is with us, and the Lord will give us courage and strength. And she said to our daughter, Tanya, who was still at our house, I did not know what Robert was going to say to me. And I could hear her weeping as she spoke to Tanya. And she said, but those are the words that I needed to hear. We need today to have people in the church that are dedicated, committed, and their whole lives given to the Lord. We need people today who will get in the race and run the race. I'll talk about that in just a moment. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2, you see we are surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses. Think about all those great heroes of faith. And you know that list has not ended into today. Think about your father and your mother, your grandfather and your grandmother, your great-grandfather and your great-grandmother. Think about all those faithful and dedicated and committed Christians that have gone before you. Not only are we surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses, and you know, for me, I see it. They're sitting on the sideline and they're saying, go get it, go get it. And we're saying, what? It's enough to make us sick sometimes the way we think. Am I right? What is all we can say? Where and how much? How much can I do? How much can I serve? You know, the Hebrew writer would say there in Hebrews 12 in verse 1 and 2, we need to keep on looking to Jesus. You know, I could have emailed David and the elders, the preachers, and I could have said, my emotions will not allow me to come this weekend. Shame on me for thinking that way. I never thought of it one time. I know that Steve and Maria and so many Fijian brethren and brethren from throughout the Pacific Islands would be on the sideline and they'd be saying, go get it, go get it. We need to be that way. We need to be saying, go get it. We need to mount up on wings like eagles. We need to run the race that is set before us with what? Endurance. We need to endure this race that is set before us. I was speaking at a congregation last year, and our daughter Tanya and her husband Mel were present. Somebody said to Tanya, when is your dad going to retire? He's far beyond the retirement age. She said, he's never going to retire. He's not retired, he's refired. Brethren, that's what we need to do. We need to refire. We need to leave this auditorium this morning with all the songs and all the praying and all the admonishment with a recommitment to the Lord and His work. We need to quit playing games with God. Jesus said, where two or more gather together in my midst, I'm there right in the midst of them too. He's going to be here tonight just like He was this morning. And you need to make sure that you're here too. I want to go to another passage that I love very much. And I love it because many years ago, and I can't remember exactly how many years ago, I was speaking somewhere, and all of our grandchildren were there. And after I'd spoken from Jeremiah in the Bible class. And one of my grandsons came up to me, who became a great linebacker in high school and was offered scholarships, but his education, his mama told him, is better than going to play football in college. And he came to me and he said, Grandpa, you know what Jeremiah was? He was a wine bag. I said, well, I guess so. But I said, Grandson, if you and I had gone through all that he went through, it is possible that you and I would be the same. I want to say to you this morning, what the Lord said to Jeremiah, the Lord had an answer for Jeremiah. If you have raced with men on foot, if you've been racing with men, he said, Jeremiah, you need to wake up and think about contending with horses. That is, if you've been running with these men, stop running with them and run with horses. You and I need to be more than mediocre. If the church is going to continue to grow spiritually and numerically, you and I have got to mount up on wings like eagles, and we've got to run with horses and not with men. Line the horses up. It may be my last race, but I'll guarantee you I'll take off with them. And I'll do the very best that I can to run. Can't you see me and Dan Jenkins running with a bunch of horses? Turn them loose out here on Leo Drive? Yes. Turn the horses loose and watch Dan and I, and also your young elders, watch us cut loose with those horses. You know, Jeremiah uses a lot of figurative symbolic language that's, some of it's really found its place in Revelation. And this is certainly that. You know, listen to what he says. If you have raced with men on foot, Jeremiah, wake up, it's going to get harder and you got to run with horses. Wow. You know, Jeremiah was persecuted, ridiculed, cast in a pit that I don't want to mention, that was terrible. He was mistreated by everybody. And the Lord says to Jeremiah, if you think the going's got rough, it's going to get rougher. And to meet the challenge before you, you've got to get up and not worry about running with men, but you take off running with horses. You know, In Galatians 6 and verse 9, Paul would say, do not become weary in doing good. Doing the Lord's work. You will reap if you don't give up. You know, it is easy. And I know that there are physical challenges for those that are getting older. There's challenges. But who cares? We need to get up, mount up on wings like eagles, and we need to run with horses and not men. Let's take off running with God. Now, I didn't say in the opposite direction like Jonah did, but let's stay in God's direction. Let's run with God in this work that we must do, for Him. Let's make sure that we do this work. And as we think about running with horses rather than men, let's think about the great challenge the Lord has placed before us. Challenges are there. Somebody said problem. No, they're not problems. With the Lord on our side, they're not problems, they're challenges. And every one of them, we can meet it with God's help. We can run with horses and not just be mediocre and run with men. Even we that are older in age, we may not come first or second place, but we can be a winner for the Lord. Isn't that the wonderful thing about the Lord's work? Everybody can be a winner for the Lord. You know, many years ago, I heard Bear Bryant say, at a practice field, quitters never win. You've heard it. Others have picked up on it. And winners never quit. You know, one of the great joys of life is always seeing those Christians. And you know, I can't help but mention this as an example. Every time that we had a new work or a opportunity to do a new work, you know who was the first one to say, I'll take it on? Wasn't me. It was Mary Martin. She was so restricted because of Maria and so confined. And she's saying, I can handle that one at home and I'll take that on. Many times when I became tired and weary, I would say to myself, quit whining like a whine bag. And just get up and get on with the work. Sometimes as we get older, we have challenges, but we must get up and we must move on for the Lord. We must continue our work for the Lord. Not only must we mount up on wings like eagles and soar beyond the clouds and the bad weather. I always love it. Boy, did I love it when the pilot from Honolulu to Atlanta this last trip. I was glad. I said, is he ever going to get above this bad weather? You know, he kept going higher. And he kept going higher. I said, this jet can only go so high. And we couldn't get out of it hardly. You know, one beautiful thing about mounting up on wings like eagles, you know what eagles do when there's a storm? They fly and keep flying above it and keep on going forward in their flight. That's what you and I've got to do. We've got to meet the challenge. Somebody says it's hard. I hear that a lot. It's hard in the United States now. It's hard all over the world, brethren. It's hard all over the world. But if we don't mount up on wings like eagles, and if we don't run with horses rather than men, we'll never get this job done for the Lord. We're never going to get it done anyway. because there's going to be another generation until the Lord comes again. But we must pass it on, and we must set the right example. Now, I also want us to go to Joshua. I love Joshua. I mean, you know, I just think about Joshua a lot. I think about how he must have felt. The old man is dead now. The Lord has commissioned me. And you come to Joshua chapter 1, the Lord says, Joshua, you stop your worrying. Mount up on wings like eagles. Run with horses and not with men. Caleb must have heard that. Because Caleb, when they come into the land, he said, behold, I am what? 85 years of age. Wow, I love it. Don't ever write off the older people. I didn't say old. I nearly did accidentally. But don't ever write off the old people. Older, I mean. Don't write them off. Some of them have an ever-ready battery, and they just keep getting it. They just keep going. They just keep serving until the end. And then Caleb reminded Joshua, and I love it. You know, sometimes we're planning our next 2 years and our next year, and Mary will say, give me this, give me this, and give me this. I said, what's left for me? I got to do something. And then a couple of days ago, she was saying, I've got a new project. She calls me Henry when she's either annoyed or very affectionate. And I'll let you decide which one in this case. She said, Henry, I've got a new project for you. Now, Dan McLeod already knows about it. She said, I want you to write a bunch of short stories. Wow. I said, sweetheart, I thought the 352-page book was enough. She said, no, there's many more for younger generation Christians to read and know. So I said, are you saying that I should say, give me this mountain? She said, yes. She said, let me hear you say one more time, give me this mountain. Now that's a plus all the other work I need to do for the Lord. All the teaching, all the preaching, all the other serving. That's a good way to spend your time, either reading the Bible, which is my favorite, or writing when I'm on that 9-hour flight from Atlanta to Honolulu to go beyond to the Pacific Islands. Think about it. Caleb, what do you remember about him? What do you remember? What do you remember about Caleb? Isn't he Joshua and Caleb, two of the 10 that said, let's go up and take it. The Lord is with us. It don't shock me to read this in Joshua chapter 14. It doesn't shock me about Caleb. What if I came to you and I said, well, brothers and sisters, I'm really glad to be here this morning. It's going to be a dull service. What if I came like that? Would that be Robert? Say no! Say no, it would not be. And it wouldn't be. I'm never going to get that way. And I keep thinking, there's a mountain here, and 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 there's one here, and there's one here. And I'm going to mount up on wings like eagles. And I am going to run with horses and not men. Even at my young age, I'm going to take off. I may be a jet-propelled horse among horses. I'm going to be saying, give me this mountain. Now, I want to get real personal. Are you ready? I want to get real personal. Are you with me? Are you on board? Are you riding in this vehicle with me this morning? When's the last time that you have gone to the elders and said, give me another work? I want to mount up on wings like eagles. And I want to run with horses and not with men. Give me another work. We had one of your own from here, Brother German Santiago, and they have placed their membership at Forest Park, and he is always harassing the elders at Forest Park, harassing them. And he's always saying, give me this work, give me another work, give me another work, give me another work. How many of us come and, man, David, I got excited. You were telling about all the things today and tomorrow and next Sunday and the next Sunday and the next Sunday. I got so excited thinking about all those things. You know, when's the last time you've been to the elders and said, I don't have enough to do. I want to mount up on wings like eagles. I want to run with horses and not men. And I'm saying to you, elders, give me that mountain. And even among those that are handicapped, as they've gotten older in age, there are so many wonderful things you can do. So many good works you can do. That needs to be done. And you can do it even from home. Think about all the good works. Relieve the elders to take care of more spiritual matters. And say, give me that mountain. I promise you, brothers and sisters, that there are challenges before us. Do not look at them as hindrances are obstacles altogether, but think about them being challenges. What we've got to do is to meet those challenges. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. You're going to have a crash if you do. If you keep on looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to cause a crash. But rather mount up on wings like eagles. Run with horses and not with men. And say to the elders, give me that mountain. You and I have got great things we can do for the Lord. Look at all the things and opportunities that we can do for the Lord. Are you really ready for the task at hand? The work. The fun at hand. The only way you can is to mount up on wings like eagles and soar above those challenges. And to also run with horses and not men. I would believe in an audience this size that there are people that need to repent. I mean, really repent. Renew their strength. Mount up on wings like eagles. And have the attitude that we're going to run with horses and we're not going to run mediocre with men anymore. Be honest and true to yourself and make the correction that you need to make in your life. Maybe you have heard the gospel over and over again. Maybe someone has been studying with you and you have not yet obeyed the gospel. You can do that by believing that Jesus is the Son of God, repenting of your sins, confessing that beautiful name of Jesus, which is a commitment confession, and being buried with Christ in baptism. Are you here this morning? And knowing really deep down in your heart you need to repent or obey the gospel. Won't you do it this morning while together we stand and sing?